All right, welcome to our Ash Wednesday service. I'm very excited that you have all chosen to come out and join us. This is the first time we've done it in this way, so we're trying some new things. There is going to be communion at the end of the service before our time of discussion in our discussion groups. It is going to be very exciting and unique and moderately challenging. So I'm gonna get this out of the way now. So once we get serious, we gotta be serious. So we are gonna be passing the loaf, or the half of loaves, half of a loaf, and the trays of juice. So we're gonna line up around the exterior of this room. And the way it's gonna work is someone is going to serve the person to their right, and then they're going to pass the bread to their left, and then that person will then serve the person that just handed them the bread. For example, I will pass the bread to Danny, and I will say, the body of Christ given for you. He will take a piece, hold on to it. I will hand the loaf to Owen. Owen will turn and say, the body of Christ given for you. I will take a piece, and I will hold it. We'll go all the way around the circle, and then we will partake together. And then we'll do the same thing with the cup. If it gets awkward, I have to believe we'll be fine. We will be fine. So if you would like to stay for discussion, on Wednesday nights we have discussion groups that are gender specific. And if you would like to stay, you're more than welcome to stay. You can certainly find a group of men, which will be in this room, or women, which will be out of this room. You can just follow someone uncreepily, and they will welcome you into their group. If you don't want to stay, completely fine, no judgment, you can just leave. Or you can go stay and learn about faith and sexuality with the youth, if that's more your style. So that's a bit of the housekeeping on how this is going to go. There's going to be extended periods of silence tonight, which are focused on getting us in this mode of meditating and contemplating. Part of the service is based off of the spiritual practices that are in this booklet. These are out on the table out back. If you would like one, I would encourage you to take one. Find a friend or friends to do it with. The hope out of tonight is that when you go to do these practices on your own, you will say, hey, we did this on Ash Wednesday, and it won't be as unique to you. So we are going to be reading scripture. We're going to be singing together, spending time in meditation, prayer, contemplation. We will also be confessing our sins privately before communion. And there will be an extended period of silence that hopefully will be a time of reflection and just a breath of fresh air in a world of chaos. Before I pray, I would like to read this quote from Pope Leo about or on Lent. He said, I would like to invite you to a very practical and frequently unappreciated form of abstinence, that of refraining from words that offend and hurt our neighbor. Let us begin by disarming our language, avoiding harsh words and rash judgment, refraining from slander and speaking ill of those who are not present and cannot defend themselves. Instead, let us strive to measure our words and cultivate kindness and respect in our families, among our friends, at work, on social media, in political debates, in the media, and in Christian communities. In this way, words of hatred will give way to words of hope and peace. Now, from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he says this in his first letter to the Corinthian church. He says, cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Would you join me in prayer? Father God, we come to you on this night that the calendar calls sacred, at the beginning of the season that we call Lent, this time that we draw closer to you, carving out time and space, energy and resources to focus on you, on your Spirit, and the work of your Spirit in the transformation of our lives. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to come and to immerse us in your presence tonight. Draw us closer to you, Jesus, and to the foot of your cross. Help us to see what it looks like to live in your footsteps and to walk free from our old lives, our old selves, in the newness of your creation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord our God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God?
Okay, everyone, we invite you to stand. Let's worship together with Create in Me a Clean Heart.
Spirit within me.
please be seated.
So when I was asked to share the intent of Ash Wednesday and Lent and reflect on my experience with it, I said I didn't really have much to share. Growing up and in the early stages of my faith, I never quite knew what Ash Wednesday and Lent meant or why we acknowledge them. They seemed to be just another event on the church calendar where I was told I had to give up something that I liked. But as I grew in my faith and started connecting the dots of understanding who Jesus was and who I am in him, my eyes were open to the significant role that these church seasons could have on my spiritual formation. So I now know that today, Ash Wednesday, marks the first day of the season of Lent. The season of Lent has evolved in the church to be the 40 days before Easter Sunday, where we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This time leading up to Easter has turned into 40 days as a symbol of Jesus' 40 days of fasting and temptation in the wilderness before the start of his public ministry. Historically in the church, Lent has been a time for followers of Jesus to prepare for Easter. And this is done through practices of self-denial, like fasting, repenting of our sins, turning away from the ways in which we live by our own will, and asking God for his mercy. And as we practice self-denial, we also incorporate practices that draw us closer to God so that when we get to Easter Sunday, we can wholeheartedly celebrate Christ's resurrection. In Western Christian traditions, this time of preparation starts today on Ash Wednesday. Now, you might be asking yourselves, but what about the ashes? Well, there are many moments throughout Scripture where we see prophets calling others to repentance and pleading God for mercy by putting on sackcloth and ashes. We just heard the prophet Joel urge the Israelites to turn from their current ways back to God and to remember the covenant that they had with him. And in moments like this, people would put on sackcloth and ashes as a symbol placed on their outward appearance to reflect their inner condition of mourning, repentance, and humility before God. And so this practice that we see throughout Scripture has been incorporated into the church on Ash Wednesday, the beginning of this time when we get really intentional and we focus on our repentance and drawing closer to God. Some Christian traditions on Ash Wednesday, including the Protestant tradition that I grew up in, will place ash crosses on their forehead or hand as a similar expression to sackcloth and ashes. And when this is done, the words, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return," are recited to you. These words come from Genesis chapter 3, when God tells Adam and Eve the consequences of their sin after the fall. He says that their relationships, both to God and to each other, are now broken. And as a result, they will die. He explains to them that death has now entered the scene. Today and during Lent is a time for us to acknowledge our own mortality and to be reminded that we ultimately are not in control. To be reminded that life and death belong to God, who has power over life and death. So as followers of Jesus Christ, we can face sin and death without fear because we know that they are not the end of the story. We know that God has done something about it. And on Wednesday nights, we've been going through 1 Corinthians, and we recently talked about chapter 15 and the amazingness of Christ's resurrection and what that means for us as his followers. This time of preparation during Lent starts today on Ash Wednesday with our focus on repentance, and we turn back to God and we seek to draw closer to him. These days of Lent can be a time where we remember the new covenant that we have in Jesus Christ and who we are called to be as his body. By spending this time facing the reality of our brokenness and our need for Jesus Christ, we get to Christ's resurrection on Easter Sunday, and it means something so much more to us because we know that in Christ, death has been defeated. We know that even though we are dust, God's love for us endures forever. And as the Apostle Paul said, in life and in death, we belong to God.
The next thing we're going to do is a practice that I got out of a book called The Sacred Chaos, and it's called Physical Prayer. And we're going to take three different motions acknowledging the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The first position, we are going to place our hands out like this. We're going to close our eyes, and we are going to repeat, Father God, you are here. We are acknowledging that God is all around us. Father God, you are here. Father God, you are here. Father God, you are here. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to wrap our arms around ourselves like we're giving ourselves a hug. And we are going to repeat, Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to place our hands over our heart, acknowledging the reality of the Spirit and the closeness that we have with God's Spirit in us by saying, Holy Spirit, you are here. 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 Thank you, God Almighty, for being around us, for being near to us, and being in us. The next part of our service is going to be an ancient practice called Lectio Divina. It's a holy reading of Scripture. Today's passage is Psalm 38, a psalm of David. Each one of us has a different translation in the English. Lectio Divina involves reading, meditation, prayer, and contemplation. We will read through the passage multiple times. We will meditate on a word or phrase that sticks out to us. We will participate in some prayerful question asking. And then we will contemplate how God is calling us to respond based on this passage. Danny will start.
A Psalm of David for the memorial offering. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. For your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate. All the day I go about mourning. For my sides are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails me, and the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plague, and my nearest kin stand far off. Those who seek my life lay their snares, and those who seek my hurt speak of ruin and meditate treachery all day long. But I am like a deaf man. I do not hear, like a mute man who does not open his mouth. I have become like a man who does not hear and whose mouth are no rebukes. But for you, O Lord, do I wait. It is you, O Lord my God, who will answer. For I said, only let them not rejoice over me who boast against me when my foot slips. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever before me. I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. And my foes are vigorous. They are mighty, and many are those who hate me wrongfully. Those who render me evil for good accuse me because I follow after good. Do not forsake me, Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
From the New Revised Standard Version, a Psalm of David for the memorial offering. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath, for your arrows have sunk into me and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head. They weigh like a burden too heavy for me. My wounds grow foul and fester because of my foolishness. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate. All day long I go around mourning. For my loins are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am utterly spent and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is known to you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my affliction, and my neighbors stand far off. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek to hurt me speak of ruin and meditate on treachery all day long. But I am like the deaf. I do not hear, like the mute who cannot speak. Truly, I am like the one who does not hear and whose mouth is no retort. But it is for you, O Lord, that I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer. For I pray, only do not let them rejoice over me, those who boast against me when my foot slips. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. Those are my foes without cause, are mighty, and many are those who hate me wrongfully. Those who render me evil for good are my adversaries because I follow after good. Do not forsake me, O Lord, O my God. Do not be far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
From the New Living Translation, a psalm of David asking God to remember him. O Lord, don't rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your rage. Your arrows have struck deep and your blows are crushing me. Because of your anger, my whole body is sick. My health is broken because of my sins. My guilt overwhelms me. It is a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and stink because of my foolish sins. I am bent over and racked with pain. All day long, I walk around filled with grief. A raging fever burns within me, and my health is broken. I am exhausted and completely crushed. My groans come from an anguished heart. You know what I long for, Lord. You hear my every sigh. My heart beats wildly. My strength fails, and I am going blind. My loved ones and friends stay away, fearing my disease. Even my own family stands at a distance. Meanwhile, my enemies lay traps to kill me. Those who wish me harm make plans to ruin me. All day long, they plan their treachery. But I am deaf to all their threats. I am silent before them as one who cannot speak. I choose to hear nothing, and I make no reply. For I am waiting for you, O Lord. You must answer me, O Lord my God. I pray, don't let my enemies gloat over me or rejoice at my downfall. I am on the verge of collapse, facing constant pain, but I confess my sins. I am deeply sorry for what I have done. I have many aggressive enemies. They hate me without reason. They repay me evil for good and oppose me for pursuing good. Do not abandon me, O Lord. Do not stand at a distance, my God. Come quickly to help me, O Lord, my Savior.
As we read through this again, what is one word or phrase that stuck out to you? Contemplate what God may be communicating to you through this word or phrase. If it's helpful, you can close your eyes and bow your head and just listen to the words that are spoken.
A Psalm of David for the memorial offering. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. For your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head. Like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate. All the day I go about mourning. For my sides are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails me, and the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plague, and my nearest kin stand far off. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek my hurt speak of ruin and meditate treachery all day long. But I am like a deaf man. I do not hear, like a mute man who does not open his mouth. I have become like a man who does not hear and in whose mouth are no rebukes. But for you, O Lord, do I wait. It is you, O Lord my God, who will answer. For I said, only let them not rejoice over me, who boast against me when my foot slips. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever before me. I confess my iniquity, I am sorry for my sin. But my foes are vigorous, they are mighty, and many are those who hate me wrongfully. Those who render me evil for good accuse me because I follow after good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me. O Lord, my salvation.
Psalm 38, a psalm of David for the memorial offering. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath, for your arrows have sunk into me and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head. They weigh like a burden too heavy for me. My wounds grow foul and fester because of my foolishness. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate all day long. I go around mourning. For my loins are filled with burning and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am utterly spent and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is known to you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it has gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my affliction, and my neighbors stand far off. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek to hurt me speak of ruin and meditate on treachery all day long. But I am like the deaf. I do not hear. Like the mute who cannot speak, truly I am like the one who does not hear and in whose mouth is no retort. But it is for you, O Lord, that I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer. For I pray, only do not let them rejoice over me, those who boast against me from my foot slips. For I'm ready to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. Those who are my foes without cause are mighty, and many are those who hate me wrongfully. Those who render me evil for good are my adversaries, because I follow after good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, do not be far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
Psalm 38, a psalm of David asking God to remember him. O Lord, don't rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your rage. Your arrows have struck deep and your blows are crushing me. Because of your anger, my whole body is sick. My health is broken because of my sins. My guilt overwhelms me. It is a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and stink because of my foolish sins. I am bent over and racked with pain. All day long I walk around filled with grief. A raging fever burns within me and my health is broken. I am exhausted and completely crushed. My groans come from an anguished heart. You know what I long for, Lord. You hear my every sigh. My heart beats wildly. My strength fails, and I am going blind. My loved ones and friends stay away, fearing my disease. Even my own family stands at a distance. Meanwhile, my enemies lay traps to kill me, those who wish me harm and plans to ruin me. All day long, they plan their treachery. But I am deaf to all their threats. I am silent before them as one who cannot speak. I choose to hear nothing, and I make no reply. I am waiting for you, O Lord. You must answer me, O Lord my God. I prayed, don't let my enemies gloat over me or rejoice at my downfall. I am on the verge of collapse, facing constant pain. But I confess my sins. I am deeply sorry for what I have done. I have many aggressive enemies. They hate me without reason. They repay me evil for good and oppose me for pursuing good. Do not abandon me, O Lord. Do not stand at a distance, my God. Come quickly to help me, O Lord, my Savior.
What is keeping you from fully turning to God? What is keeping you from fully turning to God?
When have you been deaf to what God is saying to you? When has there been a time that you have turned a deaf ear to what God is saying to you?
Is there an area in your life that you hear God calling you to follow in His will instead of your own will? Is there an area in your life that you hear God calling you to follow in His will instead of your own will?
After we read through the passage again, we will spend some time asking, how is God calling us to respond to Him from this passage? How is God calling each one of us to respond to Him from this passage?
Psalm 38, a psalm of David for the memorial offering. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. For your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate all the day I go about mourning. For my sides are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength fails me. In the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plague and my nearest kin stand far off. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek my hurt speak of ruin and meditate treachery all day long. But I am like a deaf man. I do not hear, like a mute man who does not open his mouth. I have become like a man who does not hear and in whose mouth are no rebukes. But for you, Lord, do I wait. It is you, O Lord my God, who will answer. For I said, only let them not rejoice over me who boast against me when my foot slips. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever before me. I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. But my foes are vigorous, they are mighty, and many are those who hate me wrongfully. Those who render me evil for good accuse me because I follow after good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
Psalm 38, a psalm of David for the memorial offering. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath, for your arrows have sunk into me and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head. They weigh like a burden too heavy for me. My wounds grow foul and fester because of my foolishness. I'm utterly bowed down and prostrate all day long. I go around mourning, for my loins are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am utterly spent and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is known to you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it has also gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my affliction, and my neighbors stand far off. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek to hurt me speak of ruin and meditate on treachery all day long. But I am like the deaf, I do not hear, like the mute who cannot speak. Truly, I am like one who does not hear, and in those in whose mouth is no retort. But it is for you, O Lord, that I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer. For I pray, only do not let them rejoice over me, those who boast against me when my foot slips. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. Those who are my foes without cause are mighty, and many are those who hate me wrongfully. Those who render me evil for good are my adversaries, because I follow after good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, do not be far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
O Lord, don't rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your rage. Your arrows have struck deep and your blows are crushing me. Because of your anger, my whole body is sick. My health is broken because of my sins. My guilt overwhelms me. It is a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and stink because of my foolish sins. I am bent over and racked with pain. All day long I walk around filled with grief. A raging fever burns within me, and my health is broken. I am exhausted and completely crushed. My groans come from an anguished heart. You know what I long for, Lord. You hear my every sigh. My heart beats wildly. My strength fails, and I am going blind. My loved ones and friends stay away, fearing my disease. Even my own family stands at a distance. Meanwhile, my enemies lay traps to kill me. Those who wish to harm me make plans to ruin me. All day long, they plan their treachery. But I am deaf to all their threats. I am silent before them as one who cannot speak. I choose to hear nothing and I make no reply. For I am waiting for you, O Lord. You must answer me, O Lord my God. I prayed, don't let my enemies gloat over me or rejoice at my downfall. I am on the verge of collapse, facing constant pain. But I confess my sins. I am deeply sorry for what I have done. I have many aggressive enemies. They hate me without reason. They repay me evil for good and oppose me for pursuing good. Do not abandon me, O Lord. Do not stand at a distance, my God. Come quickly to help me, O Lord, my Savior.
How is God calling you to respond to him from this passage? David says in this psalm, I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. Before we come to the Lord's table, may we take some time to confess our sins, what we have done and what we have not done to the Lord. I invite us to stand, to move to the edges of the room so that we can partake in communion together. At Timberwood Church, we say if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you're more than welcome to take communion, so do not be afraid of that. Spread out across the front and the back as well. Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, this body is the new covenant given for you. May we take and eat in remembrance of the covenant that Jesus has established with us. May we all together take and eat in remembrance of him. In the same way, Jesus took the cup and he said, "This is my blood poured out for you." He says, "Do this in remembrance of all of him." To remind us, we're going to serve the person to our right and then pass to our left. As we eat from the same bread and as we drink from the same cup, may the blood and body of Jesus Christ unite us together, one Lord, one Savior, one church. Drink this in remembrance of him. Father God, we come before you tonight as your body, around your table, around the gift of salvation that comes from your Son, his life, his death, his resurrection. Spirit, may you enliven us in the season of Lent as we seek to take steps to grow closer and closer to you, living in more and more covenant faithfulness to what you call us to as your disciples. bringing light into a dark world by living into the lives that Jesus has called us to. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you all for being here tonight, for participating, for fumbling through this unique new way of doing communion. If you'd like to stay, there's plenty of space to have discussion in our discussion groups. If you'd like to leave, that's totally fine as well. For those of you that are going to discussion groups, you can just be done at 8 o'clock. We don't need to come back in here. Grab a Lent booklet as you go, and may the peace of Christ be with you this Lent season.